Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So let's do this thing. Out to the River Islands guest line for Steve Kerr, who joins us, by the way, not only on the radio, but on YouTube as well. It's presented by Great Clips. In sports, success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Hello, Coach. How are you tonight?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
We are fantastic. We're talking it out. I don't know if this will surprise you. We've been talking about you all day, Steve.
Oh, wonderful. I'm sure nothing but great things.
Absolutely. you nailed it. No, actually, I would like to start about that, because a lot of you have talked about the frustration of this moment. And especially with, for instance, that Joe Lacob email that I know you addressed today and said no big deal. I'll just give you my take. When you read that, it just sort of feels like there's a lot going on with relationships and opinions and everything. So how would you answer the question of, like, as a group, how are y'all doing with this frustration?
We're doing fine. I mean, this is part of how this business works. You know, there's frustration and there's all kinds of communication, and you know, it's not that different from last year. I think we were below 500, 50 games in, and everyone was frustrated then too. So, you know, you have to be able to navigate the ups and the downs, and you only do that with stability in the organization and alignment. And we've had that for a long time. And obviously, you know, the email that Joe sent was, you don't really want stuff posted, like private emails posted. I understand it. Like, we all have emails that if they were exposed out there, it could open up some cans of worms, and it's just part of it. So I don't worry about it too much.
Can we ask you to maybe put a little bit more definition, though, on the frustration? Like, what if I asked you, what specifically are you frustrated about? How would you answer that?
Well, I personally am frustrated that we're losing all these close games, and, you know, games that I felt like we should win. And you know, obviously I'm the coach, and you know, so I've got to do a better job of helping our guys close these games out. But, you know, we're 5-9 in clutch games this year. I feel like we could very easily be 9-5. And if we were, then everybody would be fine, but we're not. And so when you lose close games and you're not clicking, then there's going to be frustration. It's professional sports. There's a lot at stake and a lot of passion around all of this stuff. So this is the job right here, what we're dealing with.
Does part of your personal frustration stem from not being able to really find a starting five or a core 10 or 11 players who can really play consistently and guys you can bank on night to night?
Yeah, some of that has been unavoidable, just with the absences, guys in and out of the rotation. You know, some of it, I like to reward players who are playing well. So, you know, Pat Spencer gives us a couple of great games. I'm going to start him. This is how I operate. But when you add it all up this season with the injuries, with the absences, with guys, you know, some guys playing better than others. I've been juggling the roster, the starting lineup night in and night out. I think we do have to try to gain some continuity and some consistency here. So hopefully, you know, I'm going to start the same way I did in Portland. I'll start Moses and Quentin Post and in Phoenix. And, you know, hopefully we can establish that as our starting lineup going forward. But, you know, you always have to adapt to whatever's happening during the season.
Steve Kerr with us, as he is every week, on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Interesting to listen to you kind of address, and I guess we should probably let our listeners know who are just joining us kind of what Joe Lacob's email said, because I think there's some interesting sentences in there that I'd love to get your perspective on. His email read, "You can't be as frustrated as me. I'm working on it. It's complicated. Style of play, coaches' desires regarding players, league trends. Jimmy is not the problem." When he says style of play and league trends, I'd love your perspective on those two things. You know the main criticism, which is you guys are too small. Like, is the style of play that you've been employing for a number of years, has something happened around the league that has passed that by, in your opinion?
No. You know, I think that where the league has changed is everybody now is playing fast. Everybody's shooting threes. You know, Portland went into that game the other night as the 30th ranked three-point shooting team in the league, dead last. And they went 21 for 40. This is how the game is played now. It's played fast. Everyone shoots. And every night you're vulnerable to a hot shooting night. The pace at which we played 10 years ago was the fastest in the league at that time. We're now middle of the pack. I can tell you, you know, if you watch our team play 10 years ago, you watch our team play now. We're playing very differently. We have adapted as the league has adapted, and but the roster has changed, and you always have to adapt according to your own talent and your own players. And we do have a small team. It's just the way it is. So, you know, as coaches, we try to do the best we can to maximize the roster, to help each guy be the best version of himself and win as many games as we can. And obviously every year is different, and it's a long year, and I have a lot of confidence that we're going to get it going with this group.
Interesting you mentioned that about pace. I was looking at the championship year from 4 years ago, and you're almost exactly where you were then, but so many more teams play fast, and your team is older and your team is smaller. Is there a counter that you can make as a coach to try to help your team account for the fact that so many younger teams are playing faster?
Yes, there is a counter, and that's take care of the ball. You may have heard me say that once or twice.
Maybe once, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes this stuff isn't really as complicated as everyone wants to make it out to be. When we take care of the ball, we win. When we don't, we lose. I've been saying that every week on this show. I say it to the media. I say it to our players. And that's the bottom line. And when we take care of the ball, we get our defense set up. We control the game. That allows Jimmy Butler to do his thing. And that's what this is going to come down to. If we can consistently take care of the ball, I think we're going to be a really good team. We saw it a year ago, you know, after we got Jimmy, we went 23-8. We were in the top five in offense and defense. We rarely turned it over. We turned other teams over. It all clicked. And that's the same formula that we're looking for now. And I have to help our guys get there.
Dubs are on the road Thursday, but a lot of home games are coming. Phoenix will be here on Saturday, Orlando on Monday, obviously the Dallas Mavericks on Christmas Day. We push you to Warriors.com if you want to attend any of those games. And oh, by the way, even if there's a sellout, tickets are always available at Warriors.com, where season ticket holders and other fans resell tickets 100% guaranteed by the Warriors organization. I'm glad the topic of Jimmy Butler just came up there, Steve, because you talked about this after the other game, and I think the quote was something along the lines of, you don't feel like you've done a good enough job sort of positioning Jimmy Butler. Let me ask it to you this way. In your eyes, why does Jimmy this year not quite look like Jimmy last year?
Well, I think the circumstances are different. You know, when he came to us last year, there were only 30 games left. You know, it's kind of a sprint to the finish line. it's a completely different deal when you go through the 82 games for players, for coaches, for the team. 82 is a long haul, and we're in the midst of that long haul right now. We're trying to find our team. We're obviously mixing up lineups. We've had a lot of different groupings, and so our team hasn't found that groove yet. But I have no doubt that we will find it. I've got to do a better job of making sure Jimmy touches the ball. Every time he gets the ball, we have a good possession. But there were some possessions the last couple games where he never touched the ball, and that's on me and that's on our team to figure that out together. I feel really strongly that when the game is played through Steph and Jimmy for 48 minutes, we are really good. That doesn't mean they have to shoot every time. It just means they have to have the ball and threaten the defense, and then everybody has to play off of those guys.
Is part of the struggle the non-Steph minutes when Jimmy's out there, and for you the challenge of being able to put enough shooters around Jimmy to where he can isolate and do what he needs to do, but also if he's being guarded heavily, you have somebody help him out?
Yeah, well, again, I'm going to keep going back to last year, those last 30 games. We really thrived when Steph was off the floor. We played Jimmy and Draymond, Quentin Post, and Brandon Podziemski, either with Buddy or Moses. So we found a really good groove. And so we have all those guys. They're all still on our team. We can still play that group together. We've got a few other combinations we can go to. But there are very fine margins between winning and losing in this league. And right now we're losing in the margins with the turnovers, with just some key plays here and there. And like I said, it's up to us to figure this out, to make sure we button up and take care of these close games. And I know we're capable of that.
Steve, I remember asking you last year if it was in general realistic to think a team could contend for a title when its core players are all over the age of 35. And you said yes. And I'm looking at this year, and now I'm wondering just about like what's on their plate as a core. Like, are you comfortable right now with what the amount that feels like is sitting on the shoulders of Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, particularly with them in and out of the lineup?
I am, yeah, because this is how our team is structured. They're all still really damn good players, amazing players. And I just watched it, 9 months ago. I watched us to make a run in the playoffs and advance to the final eight and win game one. And, had we stayed healthy, I think we could have gone pretty deep and made a run. So I know we can do it. And we're obviously, in a conference that's loaded, and there's some great teams out there, but we still feel like we have a lot to give.
You mentioned before that you have a certain amount of meritocracy when it comes to playing time, and it's been great, and Guy's been in there because he's earned it. Is Jonathan Kuminga at a spot where if somebody ahead of him regresses, can he be poised to get back into the rotation?
100%. He can absolutely get back. And I've talked to him about it. He's had some really good practices this past week. And the pendulum always swings. So I'm just encouraging Jonathan to stay ready for when his opportunity comes back.
So for right now, it's more that the people in front of him, particularly Guy Santos, they're still playing well enough to where that's keeping him at bay, as opposed to JK not doing the things that he should be doing.
Well, he hasn't played the last three games. And we had a really good road trip. The guys who I played ahead of him, on the road played really well. So I'm rewarding them, but, we've lost the last two games. So, when you find something in this league, you really do need to stick with it, because it's fragile. Everything is very delicate in this league. But the flip side is also true. If you're losing, then you've got to shuffle the deck and try something different.
Steve, this is a tough question to ask, but I'm going to give it a whirl here, because I've had two people I consider big-time Warrior fans come up to me just in the last handful of days and say that for whatever reason, the Jonathan Kuminga and the Warriors organization thing to them feels personal. I would love to hear your response to that.
I'm not even sure what that means, but I guess it means that we are holding something personally.
Yeah, I think that's what I think that was the implication. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that couldn't be farther from the truth. We treat all of our players with the utmost dignity and respect, and all we try to do is win. And part, you know, I've talked about this publicly. I don't think it's a secret. It has been a tricky fit at times, and he's a really talented player, and he's had some really good moments, and then there's been times where it hasn't clicked. The last couple of weeks, it was a tough fit, and so we went in the opposite direction just to try to see if we could find a little more rhythm, and it's as simple as that.
One more slightly tricky one, and this is a sense maybe from fans and callers and whatnot, but the idea of Joe Lacob and his input, how much goes into that from whether it's Joe Lacob or Mike Dunleavy or others when it comes to things like lineups and rotations? What's that process like for you, as much as you can, you know, reveal the inner workings of what you do?
Joe has always been unbelievably respectful, to me in my position as coach. He's always made it very clear that he's never going to intervene. He never comes into the locker room after a game. I've heard horror stories, from my fellow coaches about owners barging into the locker room, yelling, being mad, that kind of stuff. Joe couldn't be more respectful of my position. He's never once, told me, who to play, who he thinks I should play. We have conversations. We probably talk once every few weeks or so, and we get along great. And he's opinionated but respectful. And he's a great owner. You think about where the Warriors were before Joe took over the team and what he has done since. That's all you need to know. He's a phenomenal owner. He's incredibly passionate, so sometimes that passion spills out, as it did with the email, and I'm okay with that because he wants to win, as badly or even more than everybody else.
I wonder sometimes about those kind of dynamics within any company. I mean, hell, in our kind of business, we have it all the time. We're like, people, they spar a little bit over stuff, and then you go do your job, and you go to bed, and you wake up and do it the next day. How would you kind of describe those interactions from the high-level front office staff?
Well, Mike and I talk every day, sometimes twice a day.
Okay.
He's become a great, great partner, great friend. He's been a great partner since day one. Phenomenal at his job, putting the together the roster that he has, the draft picks, over his time here. But more than anything, just constant support and challenge at the same time. He supports me, but we have such a good rapport and friendship that he gives me his thoughts. I give him mine. We can spill our guts to each other. And in the end, we just forge ahead and try to help make the team the best team we can. And he helps a lot in the communication with players, just like Bob Myers did. And I look at, coaching this team as really a collaboration with Mike, with Steph, with Dre, and with Joe even, despite the fact that Joe is not involved in the, day to day, we have had great alignment here and an amazing, stable organization. And I don't think that's any different now. It's just that, an email got out there that was reposted. And, like I said, I know I wouldn't want all my emails, exposed out there. I'm sure you guys have yours too. So this is all part of life.
Yeah. So. Mark and I were joking that we'd be so fired. Weeks ago, months ago,
totally.
If that happened. Steve Kerr joining us here at 95.7 The Game. We had our live summit, and we had every host ask you a question, and you picked Matt Steinmetz's as your favorite or the best, and so we thought we'd give him another crack at it. So he actually has a question for you if you are willing to accept that from Steiny.
Sure.
He's curious about the contract, and you've been in this situation before, and he acknowledges that times have changed, and he was wondering, is there any negative as far as team building when your future with the team is uncertain?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
No, not the slightest. I don't think the players have any concern about that. That's a simple answer. No.
Yeah, take that, Steinmetz. Yeah.
Yeah, the last one was better.
That was a stupid question, Steiny. Stupid.
Yeah.
Terrible.
My God.
Oh, I mean, thank you, Steve. We'll cut all this. Steve, this is great.
Steve, if you listen to 95.7 The Game at all, you'll be hearing that clip again. Yeah. I don't even need to ask the guys. That's going to be a drop. So we appreciate that very much so.
You got it. Anything I can do to help.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. How about Will Richard? People are excited about him, and he's kind of ended up in out of the rotation right now. So what are your plans for him?
Well, you just can't play more than 10 or 11, and we're getting healthy, not completely healthy, but we're almost there. And so it's been tough not playing him, because I'm a huge fan and a believer, and he offers us stability and decision making, good shooting. So he's just got to stay with it. Right now, he's sitting because he's a rookie, and I'm honoring what the older guys have done over the years. I think that's good for chemistry. I think this is kind of how it goes. You have to, guys have to earn their stripes, and you give everybody a fair look, and then you continue on through the season. So he could very easily find himself back in the rotation. He's obviously a good enough player. But there are times where you just, you can only play 10 or 11, three or four guys are out of the loop. Right now it's Jonathan, it's Will. Gary Payton's barely played the last couple games. So we could have this conversation every week. It would just be three or four different guys that we're talking about.
And I know Pat Spencer won't play Thursday, personal reasons. I won't ask you to reveal what those are, but is there a sense that he could be back on Saturday, or would this maybe potentially be a longer absence?
No, the hope and the expectation really is that he'll be back Saturday.
All right. Steve Kerr, are you an early holiday shopper or last minute Charlie?
Oh, man, I'm kind of last minute, but I actually have it pretty easy. I only have to buy something for my wife because she does all the shopping for the kids. But I actually handled it this year. I've already made the purchase. I'm good to go.
So you're done.
Usually I'm the last second guy.
And you said the purchase. So
nice.
It's one thing, huh?
Say that again?
It's one thing. Like you didn't get her five gifts. It's like one.
No.
It's one gift.
Just one.
Okay.
Yeah. I assume. And as long as you've been married, I mean, let's be honest, you can kind of mail it in, right, Steve?
Well, given that I know my wife is not listening to this, I'll just say, yeah, I can mail it in. No
That's my guy. It's an Amazon gift card.
Does she ask you for something, or does she make you figure it out?
Yeah, I kind of ask her. She kind of makes a hint. She might tell our daughter what she wants. Oh, eventually, it finds it finds its way to my desk.
Smart. Yeah.
All right. Very well played. Hey, anything that sort of hits you about the whole home and home thing? You get to see Dylan Brooks twice this week.
Yeah, I mean, this is a longstanding tradition in the NBA where you go home and home. Though, the relatively new one over the last 5 years or so is the baseball series where you play the same team twice in one location. So this is not anything new, but Phoenix is having a great year. Brooks, you got to give him his credit. I mean, everywhere he goes, he makes his team better. He competes, and we know he's going to try to get under our skin, and Draymond's going to try to get under theirs, and should be a great couple of games.
You're a lot classier than we are, especially my partner, who he would not have put it the way you just did.
Not a fan.
No.
Not a fan.
Kerr's all class.
And there you have it. That's exactly what we should do more often.
It's so great.
We suck at it. All right.
Silence.
Steve, thank you very much. Great to talk
to
you.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. We'll see you later.
Okay. Yep. Talk to you next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.